Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Podcast for Wednesday, September 10th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we consider it a joy each weekday to prepare and share these messages that we truly hope will encourage you in your walk with Christ. We call our ministry DailyEncouragement.net, and we've done these messages for over 12 years now, nearly 12 years, 12 years coming up in October, with the remaining goal to be to continue to encourage daily. Today's message is titled, Not of This World. And the scripture text are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ from John 17, verse 16.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Several weeks ago, when I was up in New England, I visited with Wayne, a friend who had spent several years enslaved to the ways of the world. He now takes a strong stand for Christ and desires to live a righteous life. He recently took a bold stand at work that led his employer to respect him. Wayne, troubled by the provocative calendar photos in the men's room, found them to be a source of temptation. He respectfully approached his boss and asked that the photos be removed. He also pointed out that, since the restrooms were also used by visitors to the company, it was bad for the company's image. In this case, the employer respected Wayne's stand and the calendars were removed. However, Wayne has now endured ridicule from the other employees.
Well, most of you are in some form of secular work and you do not find the workplace and environment compatible with your faith. Hopefully, you have a spiritually supportive family, church fellowship, and a daily commitment to spending time with God in Bible study and prayer. However, at work, it's often a different story. Scripturally, we know that our enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking for someone to devour. Scripture tells us this in 1 Peter 5:8. And in this same verse, we are told to be self-controlled and alert.
Well, many readers will spend at least 40 hours each week at work, and some more. Well, that's certainly much, much more than in the house of God. This creates a great tension between your responsibilities in the secular world and your desire to live a godly life in obedience to the Word. I might note that many college students also receive these encouragement messages and realize that the campus can also be a spiritual battleground.
The world is opposed to God and His ways, swearing, mocking God, evil images, temptations, and sinful compromises abound. If you don't see them, I would respectfully ask, are you using spiritual discernment? Many of you are also confronted with diversity training programs, which is intended to correct all those traditional values that you've been taught. In these vile programs, good is called evil, and evil is called good.
And that's based on a verse from Isaiah 5, verse 20. Daniel, along with his three Hebrew friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, provides a biblical model of one who was confronted with the temptation to compromise, but he stood firm in his convictions. Early in his life, he made a commitment when he went through his first diversity training class. Well, I memorized this verse many years ago as a young Christian. It states, and it's from Daniel 1, verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Notice he made the purpose in his heart. I urge you to know and continually learn God's ways, and like Daniel, make a purpose or resolve in your heart. He demonstrates for us the great biblical principle of separation.
In our daily verse, Jesus acknowledged in his final great prayer for his followers that we are not of this world.
May God help each of us to live a godly life at all times and in every setting, including our days spent in the workplace and campus.
Let's pray together. Make this your prayer. Father, I am resolved no longer to crave the world and cling to its alluring delights. Satan's delights bring only passing pleasure and then plunges me deeper into the cesspool of his incessant schemes. Father, through the power of your indwelling Holy Spirit, I can fight against the roaring lion who wants to devour my faith and even my very life. I seek after things that are higher and nobler, things unobtainable from this world, but obtainable from my growing relationship with you. Amen.
Amen. Christine's alluded to a song there. I wish I could find a suitable version to share over the web. An old gospel song with a powerful message, and I was looking at the words today, titled, I Am Resolved. Well, what a joy it is to share with you today. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. In fact, once again, we're a little late today getting this final podcast portion done about 12:30. We do have a number of photos up on the site today and some suggested music, as well as an additional note by Brooke Seen and a suggested book that she has found very helpful that she would like to share that is available for purchase through our affiliate website, Christian Book Distributors. Well, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for giving us a few moments of your time as we together seek to learn God's Word and seek to make a resolve to please the Lord.